The experience of falling victim to the Great Recession and its aftermath is an experience shared by many top-level executives, among them James Cunin. He had been at the highest levels of the corporate world at the world's largest media company. James Cunin has written the book Diary of a Company Man Losing a Job, Finding a Life. James Cunin has joined us now here on the KNX Business Hour. Mr. Cunin, thank you very much for being with us, and tell us about your experience.
Well, my story is all too typical in this era of mass layoffs. After a couple of decades of faithful service to a corporation, I, along with 500 other people one day, were called into an office and told that our computers are being turned off, our ID cards won't work anymore, we can't come into the building anymore without security, and we don't work there anymore. And that was not the way it needs to be done. That, you can imagine, did not leave us feeling a lot of goodwill towards the company.
But it turns out it was the best thing that ever happened, right?
Well, it worked out for me. You know, people say that they've been downsized. They really shouldn't say they've been downsized. It's the company that's been downsized. The company reduces its headcount, okay. But people who've been laid off, they often feel smaller. They feel diminished without the job title, without the status, without the stature. But, in fact, this could be an opportunity for you to stand up and stretch out and enlarge yourself, be fully you, rather than hem yourself into that corporate slot.
Tell us what it was like getting off the daily treadmill and then suddenly having a life out there.
Let me talk about the company, because I think that the companies hurt themselves, but when they show disloyalty to employees. You know, when employees are suddenly treated, they go in a heartbeat from being a trusted colleague to being an enemy of the state, and they can't come into the building anymore, their ID is taken away, their computer's shut off. What does that teach the other employees who are left behind? It teaches them, don't trust this company, don't give it your commitment, and in fact, keep your eye out for a better chance at all times. Career counselors tell kids coming out of college now, don't work for the company, work for yourself, because you're going to work for a lot of companies over your lifetime. And so don't give the company your commitment. Just use it, take what you can, and move on. And as you can imagine, this causes the companies very high costs in recruitment, in training, and also in lost productivity, as people, you know, don't want to rock the boat, don't want to be creative, don't want to take a chance, just want to keep their head down. And also, as in my case, you're an older person, lots of older people who've been at a company for a long time get thrown under the bus, if you will. And as a result, the company has no institutional memory. It has no corporate culture. It's nothing but an organization chart or a scheme. You know, Frank, the word company comes from the same root as the word companion. The word company used to mean a group of people who were tied together by bonds, common bonds, if not of affection, at least of common interest, common goals. So it meant something to be a company man and to work there all your life, and you'd get your health care, you'd get your pension. You gave the company loyalty. The company gave loyalty to you. Now, when I worked in corporate communications, a lot of my job, I worked in corporate communications and human resources. It was a combined department. A lot of my job was to try to keep the worker bees, as we called them, the common working people at the company, engaged and committed and loyal to the company. And we would do everything you can imagine to get what we called buy-in. Buy-in from the employees. You'd send them awards for perfect attendance. You'd send them letters of commendation from the CEO. The CEO would conduct intranet chats and take questions from the employees. We would do every single thing we could to get loyalty from the employees, except the one thing that would work, which would be for the company to give its loyalty to the employees. And this is hurting companies. I mean, you look at the anger from the left, Occupy Wall Street, from the right, the Tea Party. A recent Pew Foundation poll found that 75% of Americans say corporations have too much power. Corporations are under attack, and they look around, and where are their friends? Well, you know, what goes around comes around. You're going to throw people under the bus and take away their ID and shut off their computer and tell them that they don't work there anymore, get out. They're not going to be there to speak up for you later.
Do you think corporations have become colder in their dealings with people nowadays? I mean, even people who have been sending resumes to companies rarely even get the courtesy of a response that's been received nowadays.
I totally agree with you. I do believe they're much colder. And, you know, you can take a look back at a book called this now, Organization Man by William White, written in 1956. And he's talking about the company man who comes out of college and goes to work for GE or General Motors or Ford or IBM with the expectation that he would work there, and it was usually a he, would work there his entire life. And the author in 1956 is warning people to not be, and I quote, imprisoned by the beneficence of the corporation. He was saying companies are too good to their people, so people lose their individuality and they're just too comfortable. Well, maybe the pendulum was too far in that direction in 1956, but I think it's gone way too far in the other direction in 2012. I mean, companies are, all they're interested in is efficiency, and they talk about being lean and mean, and well, they're mean, that's for sure, and leanness will only take you just so far.
James Kunin, the author of the book, Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. Thank you very much for joining us here in the KNX Business Hour.